So I'm going to be leading us in a metta bhavana and just putting in a few reflections that might feed into a particular perspective, I suppose. And this morning I've been noticing gestures of metta. Ever since Diyajoti coined that phrase, I've been thinking about it. So at breakfast, I was noticing somebody serving Helen with a lovely sense of stillness and ease. Yeah. And then I was noticing somebody with a very bad back, pain in her back, giving somebody else a little shoulder massage. And I thought, oh, she'd received a massage a few days earlier and now she's passed it on. How amazing. You see that those gestures of metta get passed on, rippling out. And then I was just sitting in at breakfast and watching this whole atmosphere of ease and kind of connection between us. And thinking, oh, well, there's something out there in breakfast happening, and there's something in here, in me, happening, as it were. And I was thinking, I was more in contact with that Kalyana aspect of my experience. You know, when I'm beginning to notice beauty, I'm beginning to notice gestures that touch a sensitivity in me. And being open to the Kalyana in our experience is very, very important. It's one of Sangharakshita's great teachings, I think. So all of us get touched, the Kalyana, if you like, the Kalyana perspective gets touched in us by the beauty of the world and the beauty of art and the beauty of communication. And when that is touched, there's an opening. And in that opening, there's less of a kind of dense texture of selfishness, a texture of self-referentialness, as it were. I remember a very particular experience when I decided to become chair at Taraloka, which was quite a long time ago. And I was having an ordinary day, as you do, and I walked into my room at Taraloka, which I shared with somebody else at that time. And in that moment, I felt this wind blow through me, which is quite handy because there's quite a bit of wind today, isn't there? So we've had this lovely meditation this morning of the earth, but we've also got the wind. And I thought, that's strange, I've got a wind blowing through me, as you do. And I walked downstairs and I said to Ratnashuri, Ratnashuri, I've got a wind blowing in me. And she went to her poetry books and she found this poem by D.H. Lawrence, which is about creativity. And it said, not I, but the wind blowing through me. And what that wind is a sort of an ease of the denseness of self. So when there's a bit more of a gap opening up in us, we feel the wind in us. We feel the empty space opening out. Feel the Kalyana opening out in us. So when you're walking around today in that wind, just feel the perspective of the Dharma blowing through you. Feel it opening you out. Just be in that quite mythic space. It's like the wind of Shunyata kind of blowing through you. So in this meditation, all we're trying to do is just create a bit more of an opening. I mean, with all insight practices, all you're trying to do is just create a bit more opening so that wind blows through you. That wind of the Dharma, of that kind of perspective, where you've got a less of a dense sort of texture of selfhood, a less dense self-clinging functioning in you. And just think through what nourishes that in you, just what nourishes that perspective in you. Notice of the gestures, the qualities in human beings, the quality in the landscape. What touches you in that way?